The safety of our nation's food supply has been making headlines for the last decade. But experts say food irradiation, a technology that has been around since 1916, is the solution to this growing public health issue. For over 30 years, NASA has been making astronauts' food safer by irradiating it, that is, using gamma rays from cobalt-60 to kill food contaminants. That may not excite your taste buds, but savor this. As food travels around the globe, so do bacteria and other pathogens, yeasts and molds, and unavoidably, foodborne illnesses.
Food irradiation is a great step in eliminating foodborne illness. E. coli in general results in about 33 million foodborne illness cases each year. We're talking almost $500 billion that could be saved by eliminating this pathogen.
Food irradiation is a simple and safe process. As gamma rays pass through food, they break the molecular bonds in the harmful bacteria's DNA. It cannot replicate and dies. Affecting only living organisms such as parasites, fungi, and bacteria, the food itself, whether poultry, fruits, or vegetables, is left unchanged but pathogen-free.
Food irradiation virtually has no effect on the food. The taste, the nutritional quality, everything remains the same.
Ensuring a safe food supply for NASA's astronauts is all in a day's work at MDS Nordion's Food Technology Service, where food irradiation is down to a science.
Food Technology Service Incorporated has been irradiating food products for the space program for the last 5 years. So, you know, certainly if it's good enough for the astronauts, I think it's good enough for the American consumer. The process has been endorsed by the FDA, the World Health Organization, the American Medical Association, and most recently the FDA approved red meat to be treated by irradiation, and we've had approvals for poultry since 1993. So we're excited about that opportunity and look forward to it.
The first step when the product arrives at the site is to unload the truck at the receiving doors. If it's temperature sensitive, we insulate the product as if we put the dosimeters and insulate it. It's transported by fork to these carriers. Two pallets are loaded in each carrier. The doors are manually closed and then it's released automatically to the system. It goes through the cell that you see behind me. When it comes out on the other side of this fence, the operator then opens the door, takes the product off, removes dosimeters and puts it back on the truck. Very simple, quick, very safe process. We're in the irradiation chamber. This is where the work really takes place. We're safe because the cobalt is stored in a pool of water. We turn the machine off, the cobalt returns to the bottom of the pool, and that shields anything from being in this area. As you can see between the carriers, there's a blue piece of steel. Inside of that shroud is where the cobalt hangs when we raise it. The carriers come in on this side, and the back of the carrier faces the rack. When they cycle, they move around it, and the face of the carrier faces the rack. That gives us the even distribution of dose. The source emits the gamma through these big aluminum boxes. It goes through the product and then out into the room and into the walls and stops there. A normal process, meat product, is about a 20-minute exposure time in the cell. A whole truck will take about 50 minutes to be processed. The product is transported through this cell back into the warehouse. Forklift then takes it off and puts it back on the same truck in its packaging, ready to go to the market, already strapped up. Very simple, very safe, very dependable.
Former FDA Commissioner David Kessler, speaking at a GMA conference on food irradiation, endorsed the technology, saying food irradiation is a safety tool consumers should not ignore. ConAgra's President and CEO, Bruce Rohde, added that his company stands ready to use this technology once public acceptance of irradiation becomes stronger. Irradiated chickens are the specialty of the house at world-famous Church Street Station restaurants.
We at Church Street Station use about 65,000 pounds of irradiated chicken breast a year. I view it as the cheapest insurance that I have to protect the safety of the public. The food irradiation of the chicken totally eradicates the salmonella in all of the chicken. We still treat the chicken exactly like we would any normal chicken. It's stored below everything else. It's top iced. We still get 6 deliveries a week. We cook it to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. The way that I like to put it is for the same reason that I bought a car with an airbag. I hope I never ever have to use it, but it is a nice thing to know that it's there.
For fruits and vegetables, irradiation kills parasites and fungal growth, reducing reliance on pesticides and providing a safer food supply with cost savings as well. 15 days after being treated with irradiation, the strawberries on the right show no signs of mold. The ones on the left without irradiation are considerably less appetizing.
You have to think of it a lot like pasteurization. When Louis Pasteur invented pasteurization in 1878, for the first 10 or 15 years, he couldn't get anybody to try any of the liquids that he pasteurized. I believe the radiation will be like that in a whole bunch less than 120 years.
And certainly we need to help solve that problem and offer the consumer a choice where the consumer can vote with their pocketbooks and determine whether or not they would like to purchase irradiated food products. We think that the safety of the food supply can be enhanced, and certainly they should be given the opportunity to make that choice.
According to GMA's President and CEO, C. Manley Mulvis, one of the most important goals of the American food industry today is to educate the public about the benefits of irradiation on killing foodborne bacteria. We are working every day to win public acceptance and confidence in this technology.